Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
Will Michaels. I'm involved in a community activity called Flight 2014, which is an organization that is seeking to have a worthy monument to the world's first airline, which began in St. Petersburg back in 1914.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I've been in St. Pete for 45 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
Presently, I am the co-president of our neighborhood association, the Bahama Shores Neighborhood Association. We're a small neighborhood down on the Pinellas Point area of St. Pete. I'm a member of the Rotary Club. I'm a member of St. Matthew's Episcopal Church. I serve on the City Community Planning and Preservation Commission, and those are just a few I can think of off the top of my head.
What gets you out of bed every day?
Life gets me out of bed every day. We live in a beautiful community. I have a wonderful wife. I have three adult children, two of them who still live here in St. Pete. One is in New York City. I've got four grandchildren. It's a great community, and I enjoy being engaged in it. I play a lot of senior softball. I play on the Gulfport Boomerangs team and also play on the Kids and Cubs, which has been playing in St. Pete since 1930.
Why St. Pete?
Why St. Pete? Well, it's paradise, right? We've got terrific weather here, usually. I guess a little hot during the summer, but even then, it's really a beautiful place. The neighborhood that I live in, Bahama Shores, is right on the bay, and my wife and I take walks through the neighborhood and along the bay just about every day, and it's just those sunsets and sunrises and blue waters and pastel colors and the fish swimming around in the bay. That's just absolutely terrific.
What is one habit that you keep?
I would say it's being engaged in the community and trying to keep a balance on that with my family life and my personal life.
Who are some people that influence you?
Wow. From the standpoint of St. Petersburg history, I would say my hero is William Straub. He was the guy who is best credited with keeping the downtown waterfront for public use and for parkland. But beyond that, he was really a wonderful community leader for many, many years in our city. He was a guy who was able to come up with win-wins, compromises that worked and that have stood the test of time. Some of the other things that he was involved in, well, one, for example, was that he created the county, Pinellas County. He led the effort to do that. And an example of his ability to compromise was that there was a fear that St. Petersburg would dominate a new county because it was the biggest city. So he said, well, let's make Clearwater the county seat instead of St. Petersburg. And that kind of helped to unify folks on this side of the bay. The downtown waterfront parks, an example there would be there was a lot of push for commercial development on the waterfront, and he was able to work out a compromise to save the downtown area of St. Pete for parkland, but to support the development of a commercial port at Bayboro. Right now, Bayboro, of course, is the University of South Florida, but prior to that, certainly back in the 1930s and 1920s, it was a very viable port, commercial port in our city.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
I would say one is being respectful, to listen, to be respectful of the opinions of others. Where you have disagreements maybe with others that, whatever, it may be a personal situation or it may be a city policy or project, that you don't come out attacking a different point of view, but you take an approach which is gentle and which tries to persuade rather than dominate the conversation.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Well, the need for patience. Some of these projects, for example, the project that I'm working on right now, the world's first airline, we began that a couple of years ago, and it's a steady grind to get that project done, to raise the funds that are necessary for the sculpture and the plaza, and we're making progress on that, but it requires a commitment and persistence to get it accomplished, and hopefully it will happen.
Well, nice segue to our last question. What's next?
What's next? You know, I also write a lot about history. I have two books out, The Making of St. Petersburg and The Hidden History of St. Petersburg. I'm the former director of the History Museum. I have written articles for the Northeast Journal for over 14 years. I don't think I've ever missed an edition. So I think probably I will continue with that. I will perhaps emphasize the writing more and the meetings less.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.